local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Say hello. Hour number two starts now on News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. And as always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Certainly appreciate it. Text line 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-2626-111. Busy this afternoon. Of course, the primary focus is going to be on the weather with the temperatures below 20 degrees. 19 is the forecasted low for the overnight hours. Hard freeze warning and wind chill advisory. Single digits wind chill there between 5 and 15. So that is very cold, no matter if you are born and raised in the north or if you lived in Pensacola your whole life. That is a very cold night tonight. So please be careful. Mind your pets, your people, your pipes, and whatever other peas I'm missing. But as always, thanks so much for tuning in, and we appreciate your interaction. If there's anything else on the roads, you can let us know. Thanks so much for being our eyes out there. We start, as always, with our top three stories today, and we start with an update in Israel. Just over the 100-day mark after Hamas's attack, the White House is doubling down on its efforts to free those that are being held hostage.
Brett McGurk was in Doha this week, focused specifically on the hostage situation and in trying to move forward new proposals to bring them home.
That is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. That was Jake Sullivan, who he said met with the Prime Minister of Qatar to discuss the hostage situation there. Of course, the temperature is not only affecting our area, but much of the nation, with winter weather responsible for at least six deaths, four of those in Oregon. A snowmobiler in Utah was killed over the weekend as well, and a Wyoming skier was killed by an avalanche. And around 150 million people are under a wind chill warning. And those numbers in parts of Montana, minus 40 degrees. That's awful. The Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire following Donald Trump's big win last night in Iowa.
And I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together. We want to come together, whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. It would be so nice if we could come together and straighten out the world.
Yeah, Donald Trump actually was one vote shy of winning all 99 counties. There are two debates set to be held in New Hampshire, but Nikki Haley is putting her foot down, at least for now, saying that unless Donald Trump is in them, she has no plans on participating in those debates. Those are our top three stories today. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, not a ton to report on. Luckily, we do have an accident report on North Palafox Street near West Oakfield Road that's causing just some minor congestion traveling both ways. But it's not much of an issue at this time. We will keep an eye on it. We do have a bit of congestion as well on Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards North W Street. My goodness. We don't have a lot beyond that, though. And then you got Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. We often see issues there, and we're seeing it this time as well. If you're in that area, it's going to be pretty severely backed up. Other than that, though, nothing that should be standing out too much or that will hold you up too long.
It will be a bitterly cold night across the area for Wednesday morning, waking up in the teens and 20s, and high temperatures on Wednesday only in the low to mid 40s. Find the heaviest jacket you can get and keep it on for at least the next day or so. Cold start to Thursday at freezing temperatures once again, but 60s return during the day on Thursday. Next chance for rain is Friday during the morning hours, and this weekend looks bitterly cold as another front moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. We are at 35 degrees, actually down to 32 right now. Overnight, 19 degrees.
Cold.
Yeah, it's very cold.
Slightly.
Part of me, and I say part of me, not all of me, but part of me wishes there was a little bit of rain so we could maybe get some snow. But on the other hand, very icy. You know, we all remember the ice storm from, was it 2014, I think?
We've had a couple times where it like snows slightly. I think I've experienced snow, or at least the closest thing to it, like twice in my life. I was at our harshest winter, I was able to create a snowman in the palm of my hand. He was very small.
Not quite an anniversary. It was January 29th of 2014. So it's January 16th. So
we're close.
Yeah. All right. Local headlines. Let's good. Let's do those.
Let's get how sad we are about the winter being so limited here out of the way.
Well, listen, it is important to note that whether it rains or not, icy roadways are a concern.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So FDOT, the county, city, everyone is saying, hey, if you can at all possible tomorrow, avoid the roads unless it's absolutely necessary for you to do so. I'm thinking about, you know, I don't know if we would qualify as necessary personnel. Maybe I'll try running that one up and say, hey, I don't know if I can drive into work safely tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. But FDOT and city and county crews have been busy throughout the day treating roads and bridges to make them as safe as possible for tomorrow. Here is FHP Lieutenant Jason King. He talked to Channel 3.
As we travel across the blacktop onto bridges, which is made of concrete, those tend to ice over quicker. It's a little bit more porous concrete than asphalt, and you can lose traction just by transitioning from the highway to the bridge top, and that's where a lot of crashes happen.
Yeah, so as far as the Escambia Bay and 3 Mile bridges go, or as Austin refers to them as the 3 Mile and 3 Mile bridges.
Yeah, okay.
FDOT has been preemptively spraying them throughout the day today, but they're not ruling out the possibility that tomorrow they could close them. So, of course, News Radio 92.3 throughout the morning tomorrow will have updates on that throughout the afternoon as well. But it would be in the morning time where that would be most likely. A couple of updates from Mayor D.C. Reeves. He had his weekly news conference today. And the Pensacola Airport seeing big numbers for 2023.
We basically went from about $2.45 million to $2.73 million year over year. And within December itself was an 18% increase from December 23 over to December 2022.
Now, Reeve says the yearly total amounts to a 12% growth from 2022. By the way, I haven't mentioned this yet this hour, I think, but the Escambia schools not in session tomorrow,
right?
Due to the weather, Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties will have school as normal tomorrow, so prepare yourself accordingly for that. P&J report looked at the Pensacola Bay Center, which is reportedly in need of millions of dollars in upgrades to stay competitive and continue booking national events. A assessment was done by Venue Solutions Group. They recommend upgrades to enhance the fan experience and to stay relevant. Some of the recommended upgrades include lighting, seating, and the venue sound system. I mean, all of these. If you go to the Bay Center a lot frequently?
Not a lot. I've done it for work a few times. I went to like an Ice Flyers game. But other than that, no.
It's interesting because I saw this, and this is me taking off my news guy, new host hat and putting on my Escambia citizen hat. I saw the story, and the first thing that entered my mind was, why in the world do they need a study to tell them this? Because this has been known, and there have been studies done in the past. I feel like, and this is not, I don't believe, rooted in reality, but it feels like every 2 or 3 years, somebody does a study that says the exact same thing, and then we all just move on with our lives, and then until we're like, hey, what do we think the Bay Center is? Oh, I don't know. Let's have a study to do that, and then I don't know if we're just hoping that some consultant group just comes back and says the exact opposite of what everybody's been saying for years, but that's kind of just the way it feels. The cost, though, they say over the next 20 years, they would estimate that at about $140 million for the cost. But, you know, over the next 20 years, I mean, in 20 years from now, whatever we've done now is going to be outdated anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I support the idea, and I'm not the one. Well, I suppose I could be among the ones that would pay for it, but I would love to see Pensacola have a really nice indoor facility. I do not like the Bay Center. I'll just say that right now. I've been one time, and I haven't been back. I have not been back because I just did not like my experience in it. It was the first year of Pensacon, and I realized that everybody was packed in there like a bunch of sardines, but it just the environment and the atmosphere and just the building itself. It's a turnoff for me. I just don't like it. But I think if you have, and I think the Blue Wahoos have proven that having a really nice facility downtown can work. It can bring people in because, you know, on a large scale, the Wahoos are not a team or organization that by and large a lot of people care about. And I don't mean that there's not people that don't care about the Blue Wahoos. I just mean that on a large scale, right? And yeah. It's a niche, right? But they get people downtown. They get people to go to their games. And that's because, look, they have a facility. They have the views. They have the atmosphere.
The experience
that brings people downtown. You're not, you can't tell me that the Bay Center or whatever it's called could not have that same sort of impact if it's done the right way. Now, I don't know how you pay for it. That's above my pay grade. And I don't know if the citizens at large want to pay for it. I think it's worth exploring to say, you know, if there's a tax or whatever, a levy, this is, hey, put it on the ballot. Let Escambia County citizens decide if they want to pay for a brand new Bay Center, because it's not really all about the Ice Flyers. It's about all of the events. It's about the artists and the entertainment or whatever, the Pensacon, all the festivals that bring that crowd, bring that money to downtown. And I think it would be a worthwhile investment in the long run if you just tear it down and say, look, we're going to build a new, whether it's on the same spot, whether it's another place downtown. I think Pensacola and the general area can support it. That's my thoughts. And now we're late to our first commercial break. So let's do that. 5:22 now. Quick break. Back with state headlines on Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Learning how to deal with criticism is a major part of life for every person. The 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, helped shed some light on dealing with critics when he said the following, and I quote, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who, at best, knows in the end the triumph of great achievement, and who, at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place will never be with the cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." Ladies and gentlemen, critics come and go, but I encourage you to continue to dare greatly.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:25 here, we will get a quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. It's the coldest time of the year. Visit ECUA's website now for info on protecting your home's plumbing from the effects of freezing temperatures. That's ECUA. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there hasn't been a ton to report on. If you are traveling westbound on West Fairfield Drive coming from the intersection with, what's this here? Is this North Pace Boulevard? Yes, North Pace Boulevard. If you're traveling westbound from North Pace on West Fairfield Drive, you're going to have some issues there, but nothing too severe. Accident report from North Palafox Street near West Oakfield Road. That was causing some congestion, but it appears to be rather minor at this time. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, is heavily backed up at this moment. Backed up all the way to I-10, so be on the lookout for that. Other than that, you're going to see the most severe congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, and that's about it. So if you're dealing with congestion outside of those areas, they should not be holding you up for too long.
It'll be one of the coldest nights of the season so far. The inland spots could get down into the teens. The coast will be down in the lower 20s, and feels like temperatures or wind chill will be possibly as low as the single digits. So make sure the pets are inside, the plants are covered, the pipes are wrapped up. This is a hard freeze, ladies and gentlemen. Heaviest jackets you can find, and keep them on through the day on Wednesday. Highs will only be in the low to mid 40s. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Yeah, with the sun setting down to 32 degrees right now, sunshine tomorrow, 46. Do have hard freeze warning and wind chill advisories in effect there. Yeah, looks like between 5 and 15 degrees is what those wind chills could get to at some point here in the overnight hours. 5:28 here really quickly. State headlines say 6 teenagers that were accused of brutally attacking a student at Stoneman Douglas High School are going to be remaining on house arrest. Those six suspects appeared in front of a Broward County judge today. Video, which we talked about when this happened, They were seen throwing the victim onto the ground in a parking lot at the high school. The student was unconscious after suffering from a skull fracture, but thankfully has since been released from the hospital.
And political experts are predicting what's next for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis after his second-place finish in Iowa. Dr. Sean Foreman explains what DeSantis really needed to do.
Yeah, the good news is that DeSantis came in second place. The bad news is that he came in second place. He really needed to win the Iowa caucus to show how serious he is about actually being able to beat Trump.
DeSantis is campaigning in New Hampshire and South Carolina today before joining Wolf Blitzer at CNN for a 9 o'clock town hall tonight.
Update from Tallahassee, a bill preventing Florida counties from accepting ID cards issued to undocumented immigrants is advancing to in the state legislature, rather. A committee in the Senate approved the measure. Opponents of the bill say the cards are important for people to enroll their children in schools and when interacting with police.
And the Florida Senate is moving forward on a bill aimed at cracking down on illegal gambling in the state. The Regulated Industries Committee today passed a measure on a 5-2 party line vote. It would increase penalties for people who operate an illegal gambling operation in Florida.
Just shy of 5:30, top three stories today. Donald Trump, the big winner in Iowa, falling one vote shy of winning all 99 counties. Governor Ron DeSantis in second place in the primary. Vivek Ramaswamy is out of the race. Plunging temps gripping much of the nation and the winter weather responsible for at least six deaths so far. Four of those in Oregon, also one in Utah and Wyoming. And just over the 100-day mark of the Hamas attack on Israel, the White House says they're still efforting to get the hostages released. There have been ongoing conversations with Qatar in recent days. National headlines and a look at what's happening around the sports world when we return.
John Saucier, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has been taking action to prevent migrants from crossing the border into his state. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calls that extreme political stunts.
I've said this over and over again. We have said this. It demonizes and dehumanizes people. And but it also makes the job of the Border Patrol harder. And it also is it's more dangerous. That's what we're seeing.
Well, President Biden is planning a meeting with congressional leaders to talk about a national security supplemental bill that would include funding for the southern border. An Arctic blast has millions of Americans in its grip right now, including the city of Houston, where Mayor John Whitmire is seeing a large number of people in warming centers.
We had a total of 900 individuals in our warming centers. It's currently at 572. The warming centers will remain opening overnight.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Uber announced today that it's shutting down the alcohol delivery service Drizly just 3 years after it was acquired for $1.1 billion. Drizly says it'll continue taking orders for alcohol delivery through the end of March. After that, the service will be integrated into the parent company's food delivery app, Uber Eats, which also offers alcohol food from restaurants and grocery deliveries. While the telecast itself got largely positive reviews, last night's 75th Emmy Awards on Fox dipped to a record low audience, just 4.3 million viewers. This year's Emmys had a lot working against them. The award show was delayed 4 months by the Hollywood writers and actors strikes, and it was competing with an NFL wildcard playoff game and coverage of the Iowa caucuses. Amid fresh concerns that U.S. interest rates won't be lowered anytime soon, stocks retreated today. The S&P 500 dipped 17 points, the Dow Jones Industrials fell 231, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 28. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing for free today at TaxSlayer.com. An owner's job is to do what's in the best interest of his team. And if Philadelphia Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie lives by that, then he has to fire Nick Sirianni. Sirianni won't lead Philly to a championship after this embarrassing collapse. You simply can't recover from it. The Eagles have too much talent to be 1-6 down the stretch and now need a new voice in their locker room. I'm Zach Gelb.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Paid actor portrayal.
Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. In 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. SecurityGov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells.
Okay.
That'll tingle.
Okay.
All right.
No.
Explain this away, please.
Okay. I swear to you, Joe, I look for these songs and I look at their names, and if it does not say Christmas, if it does not say Merry, if it does not say Winter Wonderland, I'm putting it in to the bumper.
What did this say? What does this say?
Everybody's waiting for the man. How am I supposed to know they're talking about Santa Claus? How am I supposed to know that? I'm sorry. Dude, when it first started playing.
What is it called?
Everybody's Waiting for the Man by K-Star. That's what it's called.
Okay. Well, listen, that is the first time I've ever heard that song.
Exactly, yeah. I'm just saying.
So I will allow it.
I know, Mary, did you know, like, apparently yeah, everybody knew that song other than me.
As soon as it's, like, the first measure, like, I'm like, that has to be a Christmas song.
I know. I heard it, too. That's why I was sitting here, and I'm like, there's no way it's a Christmas song.
And I thought you were going with, like, Baby, It's Cold Outside, because, I mean, that would be appropriate in this case. But
yeah.
So, listen, I am not going to beat you up over the head with this time. Because this was not, in my estimation, somebody else, it may be their favorite Christmas song of all time.
Maybe.
I have never heard of that song before, so
well, and that's
you
the
are
thing.
Forgiven.
Like, how am I supposed to come to that conclusion? I don't know, but right when it started playing, I had the same thought. I'm like, that sounds a bit too jolly.
Yeah.
And then she said Mr. Kringle. I'm like, I'm done for. Whatever. Okay. This traffic and weather update, because we're a little late to traffic, even later than usual now. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile, you are going to be backed up rather severely. It seems like it's trying to break up a little bit, but it's still going to have you backed up to I-10. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on in Pensacola at the moment. We have some minor congestion on North Palafox Street, still near West Oakfield Road from an accident report from earlier, but once again, very minor, something that should clear up completely pretty soon. Beyond Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street in the Pace and Milton areas are looking fine, so there should not be much holding you up for too long.
It'll be one of the coldest nights of the season so far. The inland spots could get down into the teens. The coast will be down in the lower 20s, and feels like temperatures or wind chill will be possibly as low as the single digits. So make sure the pets are inside, the plants are covered, the pipes are wrapped up. This is a hard freeze, ladies and gentlemen. Heaviest jackets you can find, and keep them on through the day on Wednesday. Highs will only be in the low to mid 40s. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Right now, it is 31 degrees, 19 overnight tonight. Wind chill could be between 5 and 15 degrees at some point here. So, yeah, it's not going to be Not going to be great out there. 540, you're listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation and world today. A fake 911 call is being blamed for sending emergency crews to the White House yesterday. Officials say the bogus call claiming the White House was on fire was made a little after 7 a.m., and crews worked with Secret Service to determine there was no fire emergency within minutes. President Biden was at Camp David, so he was not on scene.
And a curfew is going into effect for migrants at some New York City centers. The city is implementing a curfew at four of its migrant centers beginning tonight. City officials say that migrants must be inside facilities by 11 p.m. and stay there until 6 a.m. the next day. This comes after complaints that shelter residents have been going out at night and panhandling, along with knocking on doors to ask for food, money, and clothes.
The Justice Department is expected to release its report on the police response to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, Thursday. They notified school officials about the upcoming release at their school board meeting last night. Shortly after the shooting in May of 2022, the DOJ announced its plan to conduct a review of how police handled the situation.
And with Iowa in the rearview mirror, the official Republican field is down to three. Vivek Ramaswamy announced that he would be suspending his campaign after a fourth-place finish. He says he called Donald Trump to congratulate him and is also endorsing the former president.
542 here at News Radio 92.3. A look at what's happening around the world of sports tonight. TNT doubleheader in the NBA. Nuggets taking on the 76ers at 6:30, and then the Thunder taking on the Clippers at 9 o'clock. All teams are in the top four in their conference standings. College basketball, we have an SEC matchup. 11-5 Florida is at number 6 Tennessee. I'm assuming that one's kind of in the either at halftime or in the early second half. It started at 4 o'clock, or actually it's probably midway through the second half.
Yes, I think it's almost exactly midway through. I think all it's right. 9.5 minutes left into second, and Tennessee is up 70-51.
All right, so Tennessee's going to win that one.
Yeah, I was about to say, it seems like the Vols got that taken care of.
Kansas is at Oklahoma State. That's at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Kansas is ranked third. Utah State taking on New Mexico at 9:30 on FS1. Utah State's number 16, and the New Mexico is 14-3. NFL news, we now move on to the divisional round. On Saturday, we've got a doubleheader, the Texans taking on the Ravens, and then the Packers and the 49ers. And then Sunday's matchups, the early one will be the Buccaneers at the Lions, and then Chiefs-Bills. The late one on Sunday, starting at 5:30 on that one there. They do the, I don't know about weird schedules now, but they're moving them to more in the late afternoon, early evening windows there.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce, the Eagles All-Pro center, telling teammates he's retiring after last night's 32-9 loss to the Buccaneers.
My goodness.
Yeah, that was weird. We talked about it last night. Of course, I had no idea what to expect from either team, really, because, you know, we know what a mess the Eagles have been for the last month or so.
Right.
Which is just, it's just crazy to think about. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time diving into why the Eagles fell apart at the seams, but they had a four-week schedule after they started the season 10-1.
I know.
They beat the Chiefs.
Right.
They beat the Bills, and then they go into that game against the 49ers, and then after that they had the Cowboys game.
Yep.
And they go 2-2 in that stretch. They win the first two, and then they lose the next two. And I think if you go to any Eagle fan or any Eagle player and you say, hey, you're going to be 10-1, then you're going to have this four-game stretch with these four teams, and you're going to go 2-2 in this four-game stretch, I think any Eagle player would be like, yeah, okay, we're fine. Coming out of that 12-3, and then you're just going to lose out and just quit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, something happened in that locker room, and I don't know if it's just players just turning on the head coach or what, but it'll be fascinating to see what comes out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on in Philly. I mean, as you said, like, okay, now don't get me wrong. The Niners lost, the Cowboys lost. Those were rough. Like, I get that. Big divisional rivalry with the Cowboys there. 42-19 against the Niners. What are you doing? But as you said, those losses, it's like they are excusable, relatively speaking, at least as far as who you lost to. And when you start out 10-1, no one's going to bat much of an eye at it. But, man, when you're giving up 35 and losing to the four-win Cardinals, or you're trying to win your division in the final week and you're getting decimated by the Giants, that's just, yeah, that's inexcusable there. Speaking of sorry teams, the Falcons interviewed Bill Belichick for their head coaching job. Boy, there's a lot to dig into there. Bill Belichick, I don't think he should return to coaching. Falcons, I don't know if that's the best place to go. Joe, you mentioned that it's a wide open division, and that does make it a bit more appealing for obvious reasons. 28-3, though, you think, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, do you think Falcons fans are going to be like, oh, it's water under the bridge, Bill, get over here? Or do you think they're just going to be like, yeah, this is awkward?
No, I think if they can get Bill Belichick, I mean, it's the last time they had a great coach in that building was Kyle Shanahan, and he was the offensive coordinator that year. Matt Ryan was the MVP. 5:46 here, traffic and weather, followed by health, business, and science notes.
Thank you, Joe. I'll keep this one brief. There's not a ton going on in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. If you're on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, you may experience some minor issues there, but once again, nothing too severe. It appears to be breaking up steadily. I will say this, we do have an accident report on Highway 98. If you're traveling westbound the Navarre Parkway area there, we do have an accident that's going to have you backed up if you are traveling westbound, but that is pretty far out of our way. I don't know how many listeners we got over there, but just in case, if you're heading in that area, keep on the lookout for that.
It will be a bitterly cold night across the area for Wednesday morning, waking up in the teens and 20s, and high temperatures on Wednesday only in the low to mid 40s. Find the heaviest jacket you can get and keep it on for at least the next day or so. Cold start to Thursday at freezing temperatures once again, but 60s return during the day on Thursday. Next chance for rain is Friday during the morning hours, and this weekend looks bitterly cold as another front moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, right now 32 degrees overnight, 19 degrees the forecasted low. 5:47, health, business, and science notes today. The Supreme Court will not review a dispute between Apple and Fortnite publisher Epic Games, and that leaves in place a lower court's decision that requires changes to certain rules in Apple's App Store. The judge requires Apple to allow app developers to provide links or buttons to give consumers different options to pay for digital content.
And CVS is closing dozens of pharmacies inside Target stores. It's not much skin off Joe's nose because you and I were just having a debate last hour. It's like, is it CVS in there? A spokesperson with the company says that the closings are part of CVS's plan to, quote, reduce store and pharmacy density. This comes as the drugstore industry has been hit by challenges like worker shortages and competition from mail order pharmacies. The pharmacy closures will start in February and will be completed by the end of April.
The World Health Organization says that the total number of adult tobacco users worldwide has decreased. The organization says the fastest decrease in tobacco use is happening in the lower middle-income countries, while the highest prevalence of tobacco users is in the Southeast Asia region.
And Boeing stock is plunging after a Wall Street report said that an FAA audit opens up a whole new can of worms. That comes after a door plug opened during an Alaska Airlines flight on a Boeing 737 MAX 9 earlier this month. The Wells Fargo report predicts that given the company's recent incidents, the odds of a clean audit are low. Boeing stock dropped 7% after the report.
Pop culture news. It's getting more expensive to visit the Mona Lisa. In Paris, Tony Waterman says the Louvre, which houses the famous Leonardo da Vinci painting, is raising prices by 30%.
A ticket to the Louvre now costs about $24, and the museum says rising energy costs and a plan to extend their hours are to blame. But the jump comes just months before Paris hosts the Summer Olympics and as other prices in the French capital soar, most notably metro tickets, which will double during the Games. The Louvre is the most visited museum in the world, with nearly 9 million visitors last year. Tony Waterman, Paris.
Yeah, that makes sense. The Olympics coming in, you got to capitalize on all the tourists there. So,
yeah, I believe that. Let me ask you. I've heard this on a podcast before. It was a discussion topic, and I just want to get a quick answer from you. If someone were to somehow be able to destroy the Mona Lisa, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much would you care?
I mean, it would suck, I guess, because I know how meaningful it is, I guess, around the world to me. Like, yeah. I'd be like, oh, that sucks, and then move on with my life.
That's exactly.
We went to, you know, we were in Paris. We went by the Louvre. We did not go into the Louvre, but, you know, depending on the time of day, I've had a cousin tell me that they had like this super secret way to get into the museum or just like the particular hours. I don't know how they did it, but they basically had unfettered access to, they just walked up right up to the Mona Lisa because nobody else was there. I know that's not typical though, because I mean, you see pictures of people. I mean, it's like crowded. Everybody's on their phones, just crowded people, and you can't really get close to it. Right. So I had no interest in doing that. but yeah, Paris in the summer with the Olympics is going to be an absolute madhouse. Even more so than it is. And I know that, you know, we've talked about it in the past, is that I think, you know, you have a lot of European tourists in the summer that will go to Paris or wherever. I think they're, you know, staying away. And I think, you know, if you want to go to Europe in the summertime, you may want to rethink that, especially if Paris is on your itinerary, because if you're anywhere around there during the Olympics, it's going to be utter chaos. 5:51, we'll take a quick break. Wacky stories and some good news to round out hour number two, Pensacola right now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $10 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. W-2s and 1099s are being sent out, and scammers are posing as both employees and employers to collect Social Security and bank account information. Be wary of requests asking to change address or bank information through email alone. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, exactly 5:55. Hey, hit it right on the nose here. We're going to get one last traffic and weather update for this hour. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway in the Windhaven Beach area, we had an accident there reported earlier that's still causing some backups at this time. So if you're in that area or heading that way, Be on the lookout for that. A bit closer to home, though, looking at Pensacola and the surrounding areas here, not much to report on in Pensacola itself. Gulf Breeze Parkway between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point looking good. Same can be said about Caroline Street in the Pace Milton area. So if you're dealing with some congestion anywhere in those vicinities, you should not be held up for too long.
It will be a bitterly cold night across the area for Wednesday morning, waking up in the teens and 20s, and high temperatures on Wednesday only in the low to mid 40s. Find the heaviest jacket you can get and keep it on for at least the next day or so. Cold start to Thursday at freezing temperatures once again, but 60s return during the day on Thursday. Next chance for rain is Friday during the morning hours, and this weekend looks bitterly cold as another front moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Right now, 32 degrees. I'm looking at this from the P&J. They did all the homework here. Today would not even be anywhere near the 10 coldest days in Pensacola. The coldest day, if you are curious, was January 21st of 1985. It was 5 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's I can't relate to that.
February 13th was 7 degrees, and then one more day in double single digits, 8 degrees on January 11th of 1982. I have, when I lived in Iowa for 2 years before moving to Pensacola, there were definitely a few days where the high was around zero or one.
Gosh, that's horrible.
You know, yeah, obviously with the wind chills and the overnight lows there. So yeah, you've been through a few of those. They're definitely not fun, especially when you have like 3 feet of snow on the ground as well. But yeah, it's going to be cold tonight. Definitely with the wind chills, it'll feel every bit of that. 5:57 here, finishing off this hour with some wacky stories. A Florida woman got caught trying to defraud a drug screening by using pee that she somehow collected from her aunt's dog. 42-year-old Jessica Beatty was charged with urine testing fraudulent practices. It sounds like she was caught with the pee before submitting it and then had to submit a valid sample. And just to be clear, even if the probation officer didn't see her with the dog pee, drug tests can easily differentiate human pee with dog pee. So do not try it at home, kids.
And a restaurant in the UK had an amusing delivery request in the notes section. It said, quote, "Not quietly, I'm supposed to be on a diet," and it definitely was a cheat meal. The order was for a 9-inch Texas barbecue-style pizza, a double chocolate ice cream waffle with chocolate sauce and a Dr. Pepper. The restaurant said they made sure the driver honored the request because they didn't want to betray the customer's trust. I'm a pretty heavy guy. I like to eat. That sounds like too much even for me, dude. Like, come on.
That, and then I would also offer a piece of advice to who the... I am assuming it was a gentleman.
Oh, yes.
You get like 100, 150 bucks or pounds sterling, as it is over in the UK, and you tell the wife, hey, go out shopping for yourself. Take some time to go out shopping. And then you order DoorDash, and then you have your cheat meal that way.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, that's how I think he's got to be eating a lot, because he's eating it all, and he's got to scarf it down, because like before his wife sees it or anything. So yeah. It's got to be all one sitting. No, forget that.
Yeah. Good news. Pro wrestler Hulk Hogan is being credited with rescuing a 17-year-old girl from a car crash just west of Tampa International Airport. TMZ says Hogan was driving with his wife and a friend when they witnessed the wreck. The wrestler reportedly used a tool to cut through the airbag and help the driver, who was not seriously injured, escape the car. So that's a good story there. Also, an animal shelter in Richmond took in a morbidly obese 28-pound cat last week. It's already been adopted. They named him Frosty after the Wendy's dessert. His full name is One Frosty Too Many. His new owner promises to help him trim down. He needs to lose about half his body weight, so Godspeed, Frosty.
Absolutely.
5:59, Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up now.